Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Yud Dalid. We left off on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots, the second to last line on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom. It's also sponsored by Ellen and Rabbi Michael Wexelbaum, Lila Nishmas, Michael's mother, Mrs. Ruth Wexelbaum, Rivka Bas Akiva for a yard site, which is on Tuesday, and Sham Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first thing, we're going to continue interpreting the Mishnah back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph about the different Kinyanei Isha. So one of the Kinyanim that we have not yet discussed is that of the Yavama, how we Yavama is Niknes, and how a Yavama is Kones Atzma. So we're going to bring the sources for the idea that a Yavama is Niknes Bibia, and how she is Kones Atzma B'chalitza, and then Ubimisas Hayavam. So we're going to go through the sources of each of those ideas. The Gemara is going to have three suggestions of how we know that a get does not work for a Yavama, because one would think, the Gemara is going to present an argument from a Kal V'chomer, that one would think that a get, if it works for an Isha, it should work for a Yavama. So we're going to have three possibilities of how we know that a get does not work for a Yavama. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to transition from the Kinyanei Isha to Kinyanei Eved, and this marks the beginning of the sugyas of Avadim. So we're going to specifically talk about the Kinyanim of an Eved Ivri, and the source for the idea that an Eved is Niknes Bekesef in particular. And then the Gemara is going to have four potential differences between a Mocher Atzmo versus a Mechru Beis Din. That when you have an Eved Ivri, there are two ways that a person can become an Eved. It could be that he stole and Beis Din has to sell him in order to pay back his debt, or that he was Mocher Atzmo, that he decided to sell himself. So there are a whole bunch of dinim about an Eved Ivri, and the Gemara is going to have a machlokas as to whether these dinim are limited to a Mechru Beis Din, or do they apply to a Mocher Atzmo, namely the din that his entire period of Avdus is 6 years, and then he goes free, that it's not more than that. The idea that he is nirtza, that if he wants to stay on for longer or forever, lo lamashal yovel, that he would have his ear pierced by the doorway. The idea that a person receives ha'anaka, that he gets gifts when he leaves. The idea that you can marry him off to a shivcha kananis, marry a shivcha kananis and give him a shivcha kananis. So do those halachos apply only to machru beis din, or do they apply to machar atzmo as well? So that's going to be what we're going to see toward the end of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Vayavama Niknes Bibia, that you could be Kona Yavama through Bia. So it says Gemara, Bibia Minolan. How do I know that Yavama is Niknes Bibia, and not, let's say, with Kesef or with Shtar, like every other woman could be Niknes? So the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, Yaseis Parsha, Yavama Yavo Aleha, Lukacha Lo Liisha. So Daf Yomi coincidence, that Yavama Yavo, oh, by the way, I should mention, today is a big day in Daf Yomi, you'll see the stories about this forwarded to you probably. This is the 100th anniversary. It was Yud El Tuf Reish Pei Gimel that Rav Meir Shapiro announced the initiative of Daf Yomi. So it's 100 years from the announcement of Daf Yomi. So that little announcement led to a lot of Torah learning throughout the world. So the Agudah is working on something to figure out how to celebrate and how to mark such an event, but it's a significant event. So anyway, so Yavama Yavo Ala Lukacha Lo Liisha, the pasuk says that it says Yavo Ala. So Bia is the derech that one acquires a Yavam. So the Ema says Gemara Lukula Milsa Ki Isha. But how do you know? Maybe it means that the Yavama could be acquired like an Isha in all the different ways, including Kesef and Shtar as well, because it doesn't only say Yavo Aleha, it says Lukacha Lo Liisha. So Lukacha Lo Liisha Isha maybe is more inclusive, and it comes to include Kesef and Shtar as well. Tosa Rush raises the question, if Yavama were Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar, like an Isha, so why would the Pasuk then say Yavama Yavo Aleha? it should have said Yivama Yikachela Lo Liisha, meaning I understand that Lekachela Liisha sounds that it's more inclusive, but Yivama Yavo Aleha is highly specific. Why would it give Dafka that level of specificity if it were true that all the Kinyani Isha work for Yivama? So that Tosa Rush answers that if it would have said that Yivama Yikachela Lo Liisha, we would have said that a Yivama, that the Bia with the Yivama is Erisinosa, that just like Bia with an Isha creates Erisin, right? We had a discussion, is it Nisuinosa also when you do Kiddushe Bia? Is it possible to use the same Kiddushe Bia for the same Bia for both Erisin and Nisuin? But fundamentally, for sure, it affects Erisin. So one might have thought that like an Isha, the Bia of Yavama would affect Erisin. So that's why it has to say by Yavama that the Bia before it says Ulkacha, and by an Isha it says Kicha before it says Bia, because it says Kiikach Ish Isha Uvala. It mentions Bia by an Isha also, but it says Kiikach first. So by the Yavama it flips it around because there's no Kiddushin by Yavama. So that's the Havamina. So the Gemara is asking this Havamina, how do I know that Yivama is only Niknes with Bia? Maybe she should be Niknes with Kesef and Shtar as well. So it says, well, lo salkadai tach. He can't think such a thing. Ditanya, because the Braisa tells us, Yachliu Kesef and Shtar gomrim ba kederach sha Bia gomeris ba. You might think that Kesef and Shtar would be gomer ba, would complete the acquisition or the marriage to the Yivama, just like Bia completes the marriage to the Yivama. Talmalomer, that's why the Pasuk says v'yibma. V'yibma is a lashon of bia. So from that, the fact that pasuk says it's a lashon of bia twice, we learn bia gomeres ba ve'en kesef v'shtar gomerim ba. That only bia is gomeres ba and kesef v'shtar are not gomer ba. The Marit raises the question that according to the maskan of the Gemara that kesef v'shtar are not gomer kibia. Why does the pasuk takaseil kachalal liisha? It should have said yivama yavola. That would have been the end of it. Meaning the Gemara's whole question wasn't out of nowhere. The Gemara asked the question that Kesef V'Shtar should work because it says Lukacha Lo Liisha. Avishai, I think it's you. So if you can mute Avishai, if you hear me. Avishai, please mute. I can't mute people from that. The Marit raises the question according to the Maskan of the Gemara, the Kesef and Shtar are Gomer B'Yavama. Why does the pasuk say Lukacha Lo Liisha? It should have just said Yavama Yavo Aleha. So the Marit suggests that it has to say Lukacha Lo Liisha to tell me that after he's Miyavim her like a wife, L'chol Davar, she becomes like a wife, L'chol Davar, that if he's Megarish her, he's able to marry her again, and she does not become Asura to him like an Eishas Ish. That's a Sugya in Mesechus Yavamas where the Gemara derives that.
I don't know what to do. Music is amazing.
Yeah.
First of all,
what? Lower the volume. Oh, lower the volume. Yeah, but that's not going to help everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You texted him? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So says the Gemara, the Ema, but maybe we should say my v'yibma. Maybe we should say what does v'yibma mean? The bal karcha v'yabim, that we learn from v'yibma that if the yavam was boel the yavama bal karcha, he's kona her and she's ke'ishto l'chal davar. So says the Gemara that it could be that we learn from the mila from the word v'yibma that she's niknes dafka with bia and also that bal karcha. Meaning we're asking, how do I know? In the lower volume of mine also, and that's not a bad idea. The Gemara says maybe the Yima is not teaching me that she's Niknes Babia, the Yima is teaching me that you could do it Bal Karcha. Say Imkein Lemakra Viabim, my Viabma, Shemamina Tarti, because then the Pasuk could have just said Viabim. Why does it say Viabma? So we see Tarti, we see two different dinim can be derived from the same word, because one from just the existence of the word and the other from the formulation of the word, not Viabim, but rather Viabim. So now the Mishnah had said that Yivama is Kona es Atzma specifically in two ways, Bechalitza u'bemisa sabal. So working on Chalitza first. So the Gemara says, what's the makor for the idea that she's Kona es Atzma Bechalitza? Minalan. How do I know that through Chalitza the Yivama is muteres to marry whoever she wants? Maybe Chalitza is a mitzvah that the Torah has the Yavam do, but the Yivama does not become muteres through Chalitza, meaning there's no denying that there's a pasuk of chalitza in the Torah, that there's such an inyan of chalitza. So the Gemara is not asking minolan that, you know, it says Bereishis bara elokim, you know, it's a pasuk in the Torah. No, the Gemara is asking minolan that the chalitza affects her heter liolam. So says Gemara, dichsiv, v'nikra shmo b'yisrael, beis chalotz hana'al. So we dar, or chalutz hana'al, so we darshan b'yisrael, beis chalutz, that b'yisrael, that she's ru'uya l'bayis from the time of the chalitza. Kevan shechalat ba na'al hutra l'kol Yisrael. Once you did the chalitza sanal, she becomes muteres. L'kol Yisrael, she becomes muteres to the whole world. So says Gemara, Hay Yisrael, l'hachi yudasa. That pasuk that says Yisrael is coming to tell me the din that a chalitza is muteres to marry everyone. Hamibayilei l'chadetani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Isn't it needed to teach me what Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught? That we darshan be Yisrael, beveizdin shal Yisrael, v'lo beveizdin shal gerim. That you can only do chalitza in a beizdin shal Yisrael. You can't do chalitza in a bezdin shel gerim. There's a girsa question over here. Bezdin shel gerim, bezdin shel goyim. Because pasuk ve'elam mishpat mashatasim lefneihem, so that itself probably already excludes a bezdin shel goyim lefneihem v'lo lefnei avdei chavim. You can't do anything for a bezdin shel goyim. So that's maybe telling me over here dafka not the bezdin shel gerim. So the Gemara answers trei Yisrael k'sivi. The word be Yisrael appears twice, one time in this pasuk, and another time it says Lahakim Lach of Shame be Yisrael. So we darshan from one pasuk that a chalutza is allowed to get remarried, and from the second pasuk we darshan that a beis din shel Yisrael is allowed to do chalitza, but not a beis din shel gerim. So it says Gemara Vakati mi Bayile. But wait, even if there are two times that it says be Yisrael, we need both of those pasukim for other limudim lichid detanya, because we have a brisa that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Pamach Hasiyin Yoshem Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. That one time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Ubasa Yavama Lachlotz, and Yavama came to do Chalitza Va'amar Lanu, and Rabbi Tarfon instructed us, Anu Kulchem V'imru, all of you should respond, should answer and say, Chalotzanal, that's a Chalotzanal, Chalotzanal. So the Gemara understood that Rabbi Tarfon learned this from the word Be Yisrael, that it sounds like all the Jewish people who are there, or the entire audience, is supposed to declare Chalotzanal. So don't you need the Yisrael to teach me that? So says the Gemara, no, ahu, that din, that the people who are present at the Chalitza need to say Chalotzanal, is not derived from Be Yisrael, mi v'nikra shemo nafka. It's derived from the words v'nikra shemo, that if it's only the Dayanim, you would have said Chalotzanal, it would have said v'karu shemo. What's v'nikra shemo? It must be it's not only the Dayanim, that it's everybody else, meaning after all, we have v'karu lo ziknei yiro. Right? That's the phrase that you would have normally used. But by saying v'nikra shemo, so then you're telling me that everybody is going to be involved in that kriyas shem. Now there is a machlokas about this din of calling out chalotzanal. In the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos says machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum hold that only the Dayanim actually say chalotzanal. It's Rabbi Yehuda shita that kol ha'omdim sham, that everybody who's present also has to say chalotzanal. So in the Mishnah it says that you have to say chalotzanal three times. In the Mishnah, that as it appears in the Mishnah, the way it's printed in the Mishnayis, it says Chalotzanal Shalosh Pavim. In the Mishnah, as it appears in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Vav, it doesn't say that. So that leaves it doesn't mention that it's three times. And that goes Maimonios, he writes, in the name of the Bahag, that it's said three times because Chalotzanal is Ke'evel Ka'avel Chalotzanal Ke'menuda Chalotzanal Ke'mori B'mitzvah, that a person is rejected the mitzvah of Yibum. So each one represents something. So there is this idea that a dafka, it should be three times. And Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis is quoted, as the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis, that it's three times to be mefarsem the busha of the person. So there is this din that's subject to machlokas tanoim. Who says chalotzanal? Is it only the beis din or is it everybody? And it seems like it's a two gear so in the Mishnah as to whether it's said twice or three times. But the Rishonim explain why the three times would be dafka. A lot of times when we want to say something for extra emphasis, we'll say things three times as a way of showing a great deal of emphasis on that statement. So that could be as well. So now the Mishnah also said there's another way for Yavama to be Kones Atzma, and that is Bumisas HaYavam, that if the Yavam dies, now she's free to marry whoever she wants. So where do we know that from? Minala, and how do I know that through the Misas HaYavam, the Yavam is allowed to get remarried to whoever she wants? So Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara says, well, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Eishas Ishi B'chenek, an Eishas Ish who has such a severe, who is such a severe Isser that that if she were to be with another man, the Chiyuv would be Chenek. The Pasuk says, V'Ish Asher Yinaf Has Eishas Ish Asher Yinaf Has Eishas Eu Mos Yumas Hanoef Hanoef Has. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafin Bey, says that whenever it says Mos Yumas in the Torah, the Stam Misa is always Chenek. So that's how we know that an Eishas Ish, you're Chayiv Chenek for an Eishas Ish. And yet, Misa Sabal Matira, so when the husband dies, that is Matir the Eishas Ish. Remember, yesterday we had five possible sources of how I know that the death of the husband is what ultimately is matir the Eishes Ish. So we figured that out yesterday, that it works, that after going through five possibilities, that it works to be matir and Eishes Ish. So Yavama Shibalav, Yavama Lashuk, which is only a losase, and if she violates a law, if a person violates a law, there's no chi of chenek, so lo kolshkein, all the more so, that the Misas HaYavam should be matir the Yavama. So says Gemara, no, you can't learn such a kal v'chomer, male Eishes Ish, akin yotza beget, an Eishes Ish has a kula that a Yavama doesn't have, an Eishes Ish could be yotze beget. Tomer b'zol sheni yotze beget. A yavama doesn't go free with a get, so you can't learn a yavama from a kal v'chomer from Eishes Ish. Says, well, that's not really a pircha. Yavama is not as chamor as an Eishes Ish, because just like an Eishes Ish is yotze beget, hanami yotze b'chalitza. A yavama has a parallel to a get, meaning she's yotze b'chalitza. So don't tell me, oh, an Eishes Ish is so kal because she's yotze beget, whereas a yavama is so chamor that she's not yotze beget. No, yavama has her form of get, which is chalitza. I mean, she has something else in lieu of a get. So therefore, we're back to the kal v'chomer, that the kal v'chomer is an Eishes Ish who's so chamor, Mises Habal is matir. So Yavama was only a lav, of course Misa Sayavim should be matir. So the Gemara says, no, there's a different pircha on the Kal V'chomer. Elamala Ishus Ish Shekein Osra Matira. When it comes to an Ishus Ish, who made her usher to the world? It's her husband who made her usher to the world. So it's mistaber that the Misa of that husband will be matir her. But Yavama, the one who made her usher, was the original husband. So it's not mistaber that the death of the Yavam, who's not the guy who ever ushered her, is going to be matirer. So Ravashi, Hanami, Osra, Matira. Oh, who says that it's the original husband that's ushering her right now? It is the Yavam that's ushering her. Yavam, Osra. If the Yavam did not exist, she would have been Muteres. If a woman's husband dies and he has no brothers, even if they don't have any children, she's Muteres L'shuk. What makes her Asura L'shuk? The Yavam makes her Asura L'shuk. So Yavam Sharila, so the Yavam is matir her through his Misa. So we can learn from Yavama, from a Kal V'chomer, from Isha, that Misa is a Yavam, is matir Yavama to marry whoever she wants. Now it's interesting, with the Gemara it suggested that Svara of Osra Matira for why it is that Neshes Ish is Muteris L'shuk. That was the first possibility the Gemara suggested when we're trying to figure out how I know that when a woman's husband dies that she becomes Muteris. The first possibility was that Svara, but the Gemara rejected it. And the Gemara ultimately came up that it was a hekesh to a get. That's how I know that Misa Sabal is matir. So even though it's not the source meaning it's not a muchrach source for the idea that Misa Sabal is matir and isha, but it's still true. Meaning the svara, it's still true that the way it plays out is that osra matira. So the Gemara is still able to utilize that in that idea in this discussion over here. So it says the Gemara. The Gemara now asks, "Tei Eishes Ish Yotze B'Chalitza." Wait, now that I learned that a Yavama could go free with Chalitza, maybe we should have Chalitza as a possibility for an Eishes Ish as well. Mi Kal V'Chomer, and it could be based on the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma Yavama She'ni Yotze B'Get. A Yavama who cannot go free with the Get Yotze B'Chalitza still can have Chalitza release her from her connection to the Yavam. So Zo Sheyotza beget. So Neshes Ish who does have get as a possibility, Eino Din Sheyotza beChalitza. All the more so, Chalitza should be a possibility for her. So says Gemara, no, there's another drasha that Neshes Ish is only Yotza beget and not in any other way. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Again, yesterday's parasha. Sefer Krisus. That the pasuk says, because of the Sefer Krisus, and we darshan, Sefer Korsa, ve'ein davar acher Korsa. That only Sefer Korsa, only a get, will allow her to be no longer married, but nothing else will release her from her connection to her husband. So it says, well, okay, but I have another suggestion. Ute Yevama Yotzeis beget. Why can't we release a Yevama with a get? Why can't we allow a Yevama to receive a get? So it says the Gemara that Mikal v'chomer, based on the Kal v'chomer, Uma Eishes Ish. Shein Yotze v'chalitza, if chalitza does not work by an Eishes Ish, and we just learned why chalitza does not work by an Eishes Ish, because only Sefer Korsa and Ein Davar Acher Korsa, so I know that chalitza does not work for an Eishes Ish, and yet Yotze beget, a get does work for an Eishes Ish. Zoshi Yotze v'chalitza, Yevama, who can go free with chalitza, and didn't she Yotze beget? So all the more so should be released from the marriage with a get. So Amar Kra, Kacha. Kacha ikuva, that the pasuk says again yesterday's parsha when it talks about Yevama, it says v'yantza v'amra kacha ye'asa le'isha sh'le'ivna es beis achiv. So from the word kacha, we learn that that's the ikuva. So it has to only be with chalitza, cannot be with a get. Says the Gemara, really? V'kalhecha di'ika ikuva. Anytime you have something that has a miut to be ma'akiv lo darshi kal v'chomer, that closes off the possibility of learning any kal v'chomer to expand the category. Meaning what? We try to suggest that get should work for Yevama as well. We said no, and we had a compelling kal v'chomer that get should work for Yevama. No, it says kacha. Just because it says kacha that chalitza does work and that chalitza is the way it ought to be done, does that necessarily mean I'm limited? I'm not allowed to darshan the kal v'chomer to expand the category and to tell me that that a get can also work wherever it says kacha? You can't darshan the kal v'chomer. I'll bring you a raya not so Yom Kippurim. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we find that there's a miut to be that there to be ma'akev, and afal pikein, we open up the possibility of darshaning from a kal v'chomer. So it's just the conceptual framework that we're looking at. These dinim have nothing to do with each other. This is just the methodology of what a miut to be ma'akev does. Does it close off a possibility of kal v'chomer? So the pasuk says that you have shnei si'irim and yom kippurim, and you have goralos, and the goral is echad Hashem, and goral echad zazazel, and it says v'chuka. It says v'aisa lechem l'chukas olam. So wherever it says chuka, it's always la'akev v'tanya. We have a brisa that darshan's the pasuk va'aso chatos ha'goral osa chatos. We learn from there that the goral will make the si'ir into a chatos ve'in hashem, but the kriyas shame chatos on the seer without a goral, mein hashem osa chatos. The shame will not make it into a chatos. So if you call a shame chatos on the seer, you still need to be mapil goralos. And if the second seer had a goral the chatos, so you send that seer la zazel, even though you already called it shame chatos. So the reason that, meaning if even though you already called the chatos to the first one, but if he got the goral la zazel, so it goes. La zazel doesn't go the chatos. And the reason we need to learn that din from the pasuk is because sheyachol, because I would have thought otherwise. V'halo dinu, I would have thought that we could darshan a kal v'chomer that kriyas shem chatos is mekadesh v'si'ir l'Hashem. That uma b'makom she'lo kiddush ha'goral. If in cases where you have two animals and you have to designate which one is which, and you don't use a goral, and a goral would not be effective, namely when you have shnei kinin, when you have kinin rather, you have shtei sorim or shnei b'nei yona, a person who violates a shvur or eats kachim b'tumah b'shogeg has to bring echad chatos v'echad ola, right? That's what all Maseches Kinim is about. And if you do a goral, which one is chatos, which one is an ola, the goral has no chalos, it doesn't actually affect anything. And yet, kiddush Hashem, if at the time that you acquire them, you're korei shem chatos and shem ola on each of them respectively, so that's going to be mekadish them. So, makom shekiddush ha-goral, I would think on Yom Kippur, where a goral does work, eino din shekiddush Hashem, all the more so, the kriya Hashem is going to work. Tamalomar, that's why I have a pasuk va'asol chatos. Hagorol osa chatos v'in Hashem osa chatos. I need a special drasha to tell me that when it comes to the Shnei Sidurim of Yom Kippur, Goral is the only way to determine what's what. V'taymet demiyat tekra, ooh, but it sounds like it's only because I have that special miyut in the pasuk. Halav halchi darshin kal v'chomer. But without that special miyut, I would have darshin this kal v'chomer to tell me that that kriya Hashem should work. Avogav v'chsiv be chuka. Even though the word chuka is a explicit in the pasuk. So don't you see that even though you have the word chukah, which seems like it's very limiting, we still open ourselves up to a kal v'chomer, and therefore bringing it back to us by yevama, even though it says kacha, which is a miut la'akev, it could be that we can learn from a kal v'chomer from Eishes Ish that she doesn't only go out with chalitza, that she goes out with a get as well. So amakra, that's why the pasuk says la. La v'lo liyivama, that it says by the pasuk of get v'kasav of la sefer krisus, and that's a special drasha to tell me that that a get is reserved only for an isha, not for yivama, only for a wife, and not for yivama. Ve'ima la l'shma. Wait, la, you know, that could be telling me just that you need to write a get l'shma. How do I know that it's la v'lo liyivama? Trei laksiv. You know, it says la twice in the Torah by get. One time it says in the pasuk we just quoted. Another time it says Sneya Hishachron because of La Sefer Krisus. So we can learn two drushes, that Yevama is the only Mutaris Halideya get, not Mutaris Halideya get, only Mutaris Halideya Chalitza, and that a get has to be written Lishma. But wait, no, I still need both laws. One to tell me la l'shma, and the other one to tell me that if a man has two wives who have the same names, he's not allowed to be megarish them with the same get, and to just write in the get that ploni is megarish, plonis uplonis nashav. He has to write each one their own get. So la is not free to tell me that yevama cannot be released with a get. So we're still looking for a source. We thought initially kacha, that kacha closes off any possibility of kavachomer, but it doesn't. You could still learn a kavachomer. Okay, so maybe it's la. La tells me, no, we already use all the laws, so I'm still going to need a source that yevama is not muteris halidei yet. Ella amarkra, rather it's from the pasuk that says by chalitza, it says na'al. It says v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalot ha-na'al. So from the word na'al, the extra na'al, because it could have just said v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis ha-chalot. So we darshin that na'alin midiachrin alo, that it's dafka through the procedure involving the shoe that a yevama goes free, but through anything else she does not go free. That's what na'al is coming to teach me. Hami b'ayle l'chatatanya. We already need the word na'al to teach me what it says in the braisa. That it says v'nikshu yivimto, it says v'choltza na'alo me'al raglo. So we darshan ainli al na'alo. I would only know that if she removes the na'al of the yavam, that the chalitza is going to be chal. Na'al shal kal adami na'le. How do I know if she uses anybody else's shoe that it's also going to work? So tabalomar na'al na'al riba. That's why it says na'al twice to tell me riboy that it doesn't have to be his shoe. Imke matamalom na'alo. So then why does it say na'alo, which is possessive? It makes it sound like it has to be his. So we darshin not lo harotli lo, because there's a din in the shoe that it has to be a shoe that fits him. Prat legadol shein yachal halichbo, it can't be so big that it's like a clown shoe that he can't walk in such a shoe. That would not be a valid chalitza. Prat lekatan shein chofe es rov raglo, it can't be so tiny that it doesn't really cover his foot. And prat le mesulyam shein lo akev, it can't be like a slipper that doesn't have a heel to it. Just a slip-on thing with no back and no heel to it, that if she does that, that would not be a valid chalitza. So you see that we darshan from the word na'al, that even a na'al of another person, the chalitza is going to work. But we can't darshan that it's daf chalide chalitza, and that not al yide get. So I answer Gemara, im kein nichtov kra na'al, my ha-na'al. It could have just said na'al. What's ha-na'al? Shaminah tarti. From na'al, we learn that... We learn the din that it could be na'al shel kol adam. From hana'al, we learn the din that it's dafka through chalitza and not through get. That get is not going to work for a woman in place of chalitza. Okay, so those are the limudim that all of these different kinyane isha and kinyane yevama are exclusive to them. Okay, so now the Gemara, now the Mishnah, the next Mishnah opens up a brand new topic. The previous Mishnah spoke about kinyane isha and how an isha is yotzei mirushas baila. So now we're going to talk about kinyanim, beginning of a whole bunch of things, but beginning with the kinyanim of an Eved Ivri. So the Meiri makes that point that the that we're making this transition in this that it's just the whole first part of Kiddushin is about kinyanim. It starts with kinyan Isha, but really it's about all kinyanim, and that's why from one Mishnah to the next we're just going to discuss different types of kinyanim. Now, when it comes to an Eved Ivri, if a ganav doesn't have what to pay, Beis Din sells him in order to collect the Geneva. That's Pasuk in the Torah. That's one way a person becomes an Eved Ivri. Second way a person becomes an Eved Ivri is a person sells himself to Yisrael. It's also a Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah also talks about a person who sells himself to a Nachri. And then the fourth possibility is an Amah Ivriya. So this Mishnah is not going to talk about someone who's sold to a Nachri, because that's not going to work with Shtar. That's only going to work with Kesef. So, but the other possibilities of Eved Ivri, this Mishnah does address. So Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef u'b'shtar. How was one kona in Eved Ivri? With kesef and with shtar. V'kona atzmo b'shanim u'v'yovel u'v'giron kesef. And he's kona himself by after 6 years of service, and with Yovel. If Yovel happens within those 6 years, he goes free even earlier than 6 years. So it's whichever is first, Yovel or the end of the 6 years, Uvi Giron Kesef, and he could be paid to himself. And if he was sold for $600, and he did 3 years of service already, so he could buy himself back for the $300 that he has remaining. So Yisera Lava, so Eved Ivri, meaning people always use the translation, English translation, are not perfect, they're not precise, even just by virtue of the fact that we have the same word to describe Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani is both in Eved, and it's a completely different kind of relationship, right? And Eved Ivri, to refer to either one as a slave is not really accurate, meaning certainly in the way that we envision slavery in our minds, but it's particularly inaccurate when it comes to an Eved Ivri, meaning a slave can't quit and buy himself out, a slave can't, meaning this slave doesn't have all the rights that an Eved Ivri has, at least as we've known slavery in the centuries past. But nevertheless, indentured servant, whatever terminology they use, we're going to use the terminology Eved Ivri, because it's unique. It's not something that has any parallel in the English language. Yisera lav ame ivriya, beyond that, you have an ame ivriya, bas Yisrael, who sold as a shivcha, shekones atzma bisimanim. She has all of those darkei kinyanim, but in addition to that, when she becomes a Nara, she also goes free. Hanirtza, if an Eved that doesn't want to go free and wants to stay with his master, so he wants to get the piercing which is going to keep him there, so Nikna Beritzia, he's Nikna through going through that procedure of Ritzia. The Kones Atzmo, and he can go free. Be Yovel or Bemisas Adon, either when Yovel comes or when the Adon dies before the Shnas HaYovel is Yotze L'Cheirus. He doesn't get passed down by Yerusha. So he goes free with Misas Ha'adon. So from the Mishnah, it's clear those are the only two ways. He's not Yotze Begiron Kesef, apparently. So why is it that he's not Yotze Begiron Kesef? So Rabbi Natam is quoted in Tosas Rid that the reason is because it's not Shaykh Giron Kesef, because he was not Nikna B'Kesef, he was Nikna B'Ritzia. So what Giron Kesef is, you don't have a starting point. The Giron Kesef is always where there's a starting point of a purchase price. So then you could figure out the percentage of the Giron Kesef. Tos Rid writes, the reason is because the Torah was made a knas on him that he has to work until Yovel. And we don't give him this benefit of being able to be Yotze B'Giron Kesef, because we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to say, not in today's daf, but the Gemara is going to say that it's not right for a person to decide that he wants to stay with an Adon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be your master. You shouldn't be interested in having another Adon. So we make a Knas on such a person. So anyway, but he does not have that possibility of Giron Kesef. So now the Gemara explains the Makar for the idea that an Eved Ivri is Nikna in the ways that we just said. Eved Ivri Nikna with Kesef, mi nalan. How do I know that you can become an Eved Ivri with Kesef? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Nachri, and he wants to be poda himself, it says, mi Kesef miknaso. So says the Gemara, yeah, but that's not what our Mishnah was talking about. You're talking about that pasuk is talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to an Oved Chavim, where the entire kinyan of an Eved Ivri to an Oved Chavim is with Kesef. Nimkar li Yisrael minalan. How do I know that an Eved Ivri, when he's sold to Yisrael, is nikna b'kesef? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by an Oma Ivriya, when she wants to be poda herself, it says vehefta. It doesn't say v'niftes, so it sounds that the Amma is poda herself. It says v'hefta, that the Adon has to help in the pidyon, meaning v'niftes would imply that she's poda herself, but v'hefta implies that even the Adon has to help. Melamit shemegaras pidyon aviyotza, that the Amma can deduct from the purchase price the amount of time that's already served, that she's already worked, based on the cheshbon of how long she's worked, and the rest she has to give back to the Adon, and then she goes free. So from there we learn that another Ivriya, and Mistama, who Adin, an Eved Ivri, is Nikla Adon Bekesef, because if they're not Nikla Bekesef, then there's no Giron Kesef. There's nothing to work as a starting point for the concept of Giron Kesef. Ashkan Ami Ivriya, Holy Mikacha Bekesef Mikliya Bekesef. Wait a second, maybe that's only true of Ami Ivriya, since she could be Miskadeshas Bekesef, so she could be Niklas Bekesef as well. But Eved Ivri Minala, how do I know that that's true of an Eved Ivri as well? So I'm a Krak, he marked the Chachicha Ivri, Owe Ivriya, the Avadcha Sheshanim, Makish Ivri the Ivriya, that we have a Hekish in the Pasuk between an Eved Ivri and an Ama Ivriya. So Ashkan Machru Bezin, but from that Hekish we only know that King Kesef works by an Eved that was sold by Bezin, because the Pasuk was talking about that. It says Ki Yimacher, so it sounds like a Mechira that's done by somebody else. Hol Vinimkar Bal Korcho, Macharatz Mahol Vinimkar Bal Korcho, that since he was Nimkar Bal Korcho, so he's Kal in the sense that you're able to. That someone else sold him against his will, so Ali de Beis did. So Mochar Atzmo Minolam, but how do I know that a Mochar Atzmo could be Nikna Bekesef, where you don't have that Kula of Nimkar Bal Karcho? So Yalif Sachir Sachir, we learn Mochar Atzmo from an Evet Shemachru Beis Din with the Gezer Shava. It says Sachir by both of them. By Machru Beis Din, it says Ki Mishnah Schar Sachir Avad Chashay Shanim, and by Mochar Atzmo says B'chiyam Chachicha Kis Sachir Ketoshav Yia Imach. So just like an Evet that's Machru Beis Din is Nikna Bekesef, so too Mokhratzmo's Nikna Bekesef. Ha Nichol Amandi Yalav Sachir Sachir. That's really great if you have such a Gzer Shava of Sachir Sachir. El Lamandi Lo Yalav Sachir Sachir. But if you don't have such a Gzer Shava, Gzer Shava has to be something that's a Kibla Me Rabba that you have a Mesorah for. So Ma'ikel Meimer. So then how are you going to know that a Mokhratzmo's Nikna Bekesef? You're not going to be able to learn it from a Kru Beis Din. Now, Amakra, because the Pasuk says by Nevid Ivri that's sold to a Nachri, Vichi Sasig. It says Vichi Sasig Yad Ger V'toshav Imachu Machachichim of Nimkar. So the Torah adds the word Vav at the beginning, the letter Vav at the beginning of the Parsha to tell me that the din of an Eved Ivri that sold to an Achri is Mosaf Alinin Rishon. It's added on and mixed in with the dinim that are mentioned prior to it, which is a Mochar Atzmo LiYisrael, someone who sells himself to a Jew. V'ilmad Elyo Mitachton. So we could learn the Mochar Atzmo LiYisrael from the din of a Mochar, someone who sold to an Achri. That just like someone who's Nimkal an Achri, is Nikna Bekesef from the word Mikesef Miknaso, so too someone who's Mochar Atzmo to Yisrael is also Nikna Bekesef. Uminatana Delo Yalav Sachir Sachir, Umantana rather, Delo Yalav Sachir Sachir. We just made passing reference that there is a Tana that doesn't hold of the Gzer Shav of Sachir Sachir. Who? Where? Where do we ever hear such a Tana? Sahai Tana, it's the Tana from the following Braisa that talks about the Chiluke Dinim between a Mochar Atzmo and a Machru Bezdin. Titania, Mochar Atzmo Nimkar Lesheish, the Yisrael Sheish. When a person sells himself, it's not limited to 6 years of service. It could be for even more than 6 years of service. Whereas Machru Bezin and Nimkar L'Sheish. By a Machru Bezin, it's Dafka Sheish Shanim. Pasuk says Ki Marcha L'Cha Achicha Ivri O Ivriya V'Avadcha Sheish Shanim. So that's when Bezin sells him that you have that limitation of Sheish Shanim. Second of all, Mochar Atzmo Einu Nirtza. A Mochar Atzmo does not have the possibility of being Nirtza. Machru Bezin Nirtza, and then it'll stay with the Adon until Yovel or till the Misas HaAdon, because that's what the Pasuk says by Machru Bezin. Ratza Adon of Asazra Marzeh Vavadol Yolam is the Pasuk by Machru Bezin. Third, Mochar Atzmo Ein Manikim Lo. We don't give him Hanaka. We don't give him gifts when he leaves. Machru Bezin Manikim Lo. But Machru Bezin we do. Fourth, Mochar Atzmo Ein Rabu Mosel Shivcha Kananis. He's not eligible to receive, the master cannot force upon him a Shivcha Kananis in order to have Vlados from her. Machru Bezin, Rabu Mosel Shivcha Kananis. But a Machru Bezin, he can give him a Shivcha Kananis. It says, Madonna Vitein Lo Isha V'yaldo Lo Vanim. So that's by a Machru Bezin. So Rabbi Elazar, Omer, but Rabbi Elazar disagrees with all of that, and he says, Ze Vazeh. Both a Machar Atzmo and a Machru Bezin, Einu Nimkar L'Sheish. Ze Vazeh Nirtza. Ze Vazeh Manikim Lo. Ze Vazeh Rabu Mosel Shivcha Kananis. On all four dinim, it applies both to a Machru Bezin and a Machar Atzmo. So what is the Nukuda Samachlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar? So my love, Baha, Kamiflagi. It's most mistaver that they're arguing about this very issue. The Tanakama lo yalav sachir sachir. The Tanakama does not learn the Gzer Shava of sachir sachir, and therefore the dinim that are said by Machru Bezin are limited to Machru Bezin and cannot apply to Machar Atzmo. And Rabbi Elazar, yalav sachir sachir. Rabbi Elazar does learn the din of sachir sachir, and therefore And therefore, the dinim of machru beis din are equally applicable to a mocher atzmo as well. Amrav tevim mishmeda abaye du kule alma yalav sacher sacher. So the Gemara rejects this possibility of explaining the machlokes between Tanakam and Blazar all about the gzeru shav of sacher sacher. No, everyone learns sacher sacher. Bahacha bahay krakam eflugi. Tanakam and Blazar are arguing about how to explain the pesukim as follows. My time in Tanakam don mocher atzmo nimkal sheish v'yisrael sheish. Why is it that Tanakam holds that a mocher atzmo is not limited to 6 years? Miet rachmanu gam imachru based in Va'avodcha sheish shanim ze v'lo mocher atzmo. It says va'avodcha sheish shanim that dafka by a machru beizin. The idach and a blazer who learns that a mocher atzmo could be derived from a machru beizin holds va'avodcha l'cha v'lo liyorish. Va'avodcha is not limiting to say as opposed to a mocher atzmo. It's saying that who does he work for? Whenever you have an eved ivri, he only works for the guy who bought him. He does not work for the yorish. V'idach avodcha chrinaksiv. I agree that he doesn't work for the yorish, and you have to learn that from Va'avadcha. But it says Avadcha twice. V'idach, and Rabbi Lazar would respond, Hahu la'artza asadun huda'asa. The other Avadcha that it says by Hanaka is not to be mema'et something else. It's just to tell me that to be mratza the adon for this Hanaka, to sort of encourage him that it shouldn't be difficult for him to give these matanos to the Eved. Right? That the pasuk itself says, Lo yikshu be'enecha b'shalecho so chavshi me'imach ki mishnaschar sachar Avadcha sheshan racha shemel kach b'chol hashem. Don't worry, you'll be bracha in your house and everything's going to be good. So you see that he needs that he needs encouragement. Okay, so we're still in the middle of going through each of these dinim and how what these tanaim argue about when it comes to each of these dinim. So Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with my taima de Tana Kama. Everyone have a wonderful day. Pleasure. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a good day.
Okay. Not by Shmita, no. It was by Yovel.
It was through Shmita.
Yeah.